payback is something. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been with my wife for 8 years, and for the last year, we've been split apart due to my work. When I was with my wife, I was a bad husband, fooling around with side chicks, but always took care of home. My wife kept having a woman sense that things were going on, but could never prove anything. No side woman could ever make me leave my family, and I was taught this was how life is supposed to be as a male. When I transferred from work, my wife wanted to stay back, finish school and work, so I didn't trip and told her, we will make it work. Getting away made me do a lot of soul searching, and I came clean with my wife on the stuff I had done. My wife and I talked over the phone and on Skype, but she didn't want to come visit. So I traveled home from time to time. Then I started to get a gut feeling on, and what do you know? Yes, payback. The hard part was not the cheating. I understand that part because I did that. The thing that got me heated was that she brought her fling around my child less than 30 days after they met. And then, come to find out, he moved in. I put her fling in his place as a father. After that, her fling brought his 2-year-old in the mix. And now all of them are living together. I had to compose myself from getting on the next plane and bring some heat. After a while, her fling moved out, but she doesn't want to end their friendship. I'm letting go, but a side of me wants my family. I know I brought this on myself, but never thought it would get to the point where my child was in the midst. We fight more about our child because for her to bring someone around that soon and really not know them tells me it's time for me to get my child. Payback is something. I don't believe two wrongs make a right. I do not believe that. But on the other hand, you're right. Payback is something, isn't it? You admit you were a bad husband, fooling around with side chicks. Then when you moved away, you had to change your heart, wanted to make your marriage work. That's very admirable of you. People can change, but then sometimes it's too late. You know, too much hurt, too much pain has transpired. And maybe that's what happened in your situation. You were gone. Someone stepped in. Ordinarily, that wouldn't be the case, but you gambled with your marriage when you were cheating and all of that. And now your wife is doing the same. Yes, she is wrong too. And you say you understand why, because you did it, but you don't like how she's doing it because she brought the guy around your child. But, you know, there are no rules. Sorry. You cheat how you cheat and your wife cheats how she cheats. That's it. Cheating is cheating. It's what it is.
All right, bro. If I was your friend, I would talk to you differently because I just have to support you no matter what. So I understand the code of man. Just man to man. Dog, for real, you wrote this letter to another man and another man reading and you think I'm finna fall for any of this right here? We've been split apart due to my work. That's half true, dog. Y'all split apart because you've been cheating on your girl. You was a bad husband fooling around with side chicks, but always took care of home. Dog, you know how many times we done said that one? It affects home. Now, no side woman could ever make me leave my family, and I was taught this was how life is supposed to be as a male. Now, ladies, don't get upset because that's true. A lot of men are taught this. A lot of times men are taught this by other men who think the same way he do. Long as you take care of home, man, if you go, you're going to do a little side thing. A lot of men get taught that.
How about this? My wife kept having a woman sense that things were going on, but could never prove anything.
Well, but see, that's
really
that's the logic of a fool.
Yes.
See, I've had that logic before.
Oh, you have.
See, that sense is intuition.
Yes,
the
it
fact
is.
That you think yes. You getting away with it because there is no viable proof don't mean she don't know it to be true.
Absolutely.
See, she done had homeboy tucked on the side with her eye on him ever since she had the sense. But because she can't prove it, woman don't need no damn proof.
No.
Right.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Really think you talking about some logical people here? We talking about women.
Very emotional
logic.
Creatures. Yeah.
Logic. You said yeah. She ain't had no proof. We ain't in court. It's a
no
relationship.
I know you cheating.
This ain't the DA and you the defense attorney. All they got to do is thank it and here it come.
But he cheated too. He just doesn't like the way she cheated.
She went for
and
the gold
daddy,
with hers.
Daddy is in here. The fling
say
is
that one more
flanging
time.
It.
The what?
The fling is flanging it.
He loves saying
Fleen
it.
Fleen is in there flinging it. I'm talking about Fleen up in there.
What's he in coming, there, Steve?
Matter
what's
of fact,
there?
He coming there. The he got a red tight muscle shirt on with an F on the front.
But what's
what?
The F for?
Red, though. It's red.
He got an F on the front and an F on the back.
What's that
and
for?
And it stands for the Fleen is flinging it. He got two Fs on his shirt and a cape. He coming into bed with Cherish Jubilee, making fires at the foot of the bed, making bananas Foster. He just at the foot of the bed, just Chef Boyardee. He busting open cans of spaghetti O's. He just down there in your bedroom just cooking. Got your house shoes on, your robe on. Then took a marker and carved your name out your robe and put FF on it. Fleen is flanging it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.